how you may not need to pay a fortune for brain training programs to keep your mind fit. Some simple, cheap activities may be all you need, at least according to a large study which has found a reduced incidence of what's called mild cognitive impairment, which can be the first step for some people towards dementia. The lead author was Jonas Gedda of the Mayo Clinic in the United States.
Several groups of investigators, including ourselves, have reported a cross-sectional association between mentally stimulating activities and decreased odds of having mild cognitive impairment.
And when you say cross-sectional, this means like a snapshot. If you just take a snapshot in time, people who are doing mentally stimulating activities seem to have better thinking and memory ability, but it doesn't tell you whether or not it's cause and effect.
Exactly.
So they could be doing these mentally stimulating activities because they can rather than because it's helping them.
Exactly. So what we did is we published a cross-sectional study. We looked at about 10 mentally stimulating activities. We observed that 5 of them are strongly associated with decreased odds of having MCI. So we took those 5 activities.
MCI being mild cognitive impairment.
Mild cognitive impairment, intermediate stage between normal aging and dementia. So we took those 5 mentally stimulating activities.
What were they?
Reading books, playing games. When we say games, simple games, board games. Craft activities such as knitting, computer use, simple email, browsing, and social activities. So we took these 5 and we tested it in a prospective cohort study. We took about 2,000 people, 70 years and older.
And just watched and see what happened to them.
Exactly. And followed them forward in time for an average of about 4 years. And then we wanted to see, at baseline, all of them are cognitively normal, and then followed them forward in time, and then tried to compare the outcome of mild cognitive impairment between those who engage in mentally stimulating activities versus those who don't.
And what did you find?
Mentally stimulating activities, particularly craft activities, computer use, social activities, and playing games were associated with decreased risk of having mild cognitive impairment.
So this is the group as a whole. And in fact, when I look at your results, computer use really stood out. The significance was much greater than the other activities.
Exactly. Computer use is top on the list. And again, we asked only simple computer use, email, browsing, that's it.
And the social activities were what?
Doing group activities, going to theaters or going to a museum or group activities such as Bible studying.
Okay, so then you decided to look at it by genetic risk using this gene called APOE4, which does confer an increased risk of cognitive impairment.
Particularly Alzheimer's. So we wanted to know if I am a carrier of this genetic risk and if I still engage in reading books, I will have slightly decreased risk of having MCI even if I have genetic risk. Even if I have the genetic risk, these mentally stimulating activities seem to confer some degree of decreased risk for MCI as well.
So what you're saying is then that these 5 activities, well, particularly craft activities, computer use, and social activities, those will protect you to some extent if you're carrying this high-risk gene.
To some extent is a very good qualifier, yeah. If you don't have it, the benefit is even more.
So given that most people don't know their APOE4 status, the bottom line is what?
The bottom line is that this paper, honestly, it gives hope. We looked at very simple activities accessible to anyone above age 70. We didn't look at fancy gadgets, fancy games. And what we observed is that even if a person starts in mentally stimulating activities, even in late life, after age 70, if a person starts these activities, there is reasonable chance to decrease the risk of incident MCI by simply engaging in these accessible, simple, mentally stimulating activities.
What sort of dose of these activities did people have to be doing? Because if they're having an effect, more might be better. So how much of this were they doing, and did you factor in, if you like to use a medical term, the dose of these activities?
Anywhere from 2 days per week and above, we have observed benefit.
You mean twice a week for how
even
long?
Even as small as twice a week for a year.
But on the computer for an hour a day, 2 hours a day, what?
Oh, it's actually, unfortunately, we didn't look at how many hours of computer in one sitting. Unfortunately, we didn't look at that one. But in general, we looked at number of activities per week. Engaging in any of these activities about 2 times minimum per week seems to be associated with decreased risk.
Jonas Gedda, thank you very much for joining us on the Health Report.
You are very welcome, and I look forward to listening to it.
New listeners to the Health Report are always welcome. Jonas Gedda is Professor of Psychiatry and Neurology at the Mayo Clinic. You're on RN, ABC News Radio and CBC Radio across Canada with me, Norman Swan.